The United States has fired more than 850 Tomahawk cruise missiles in 4 weeks of operations over Iran, according to officials speaking to the Washington Post, who described remaining stockpiles in the region as alarmingly low. The Pentagon did not confirm the characterization. It also did not deny it. Tomahawk missiles travel more than 1,000 miles and are manufactured at a rate of several hundred per year. Analysts at the Royal United Services Institute, a British defense think tank, have determined that replenishing the missiles already fired will take a minimum of 5 years. The conflict that produced this expenditure took 4 weeks. This timeline has been noted. No adjustment to the production schedule has been announced. The same analysts tracked coalition forces expending 11,294 munitions in the first 16 days of the conflict, at a cost of approximately $26 billion. They estimate replacement will cost upwards of $50 billion, a figure which reflects standard wartime procurement premiums and not, officials stress, any cause for concern. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth has personally contacted defense firms to request faster delivery. The firms have received no funded orders. Long-range interceptors and precision strike weapons are, per the Royal United Services Institute report, nearing exhaustion. Citizens are reminded that exhaustion is a temporary condition. The shrinking supply of Tomahawks has increased discussion of a ground operation into Iran, given that the air campaign, which killed the supreme leader and numerous senior officials, has not yet dislodged the Islamic Republic. Negotiations, mediated through Pakistan, are described by President Trump as going very well. Tehran has denied that negotiations are taking place. The document remains publicly available. Sources for this analysis are available at isayip.com/rabbittrails.